Gillette Vira with us, Director of Public Relations, Yellowstone Boys and Girls Ranch. Hello, Gillette.
Hi, Living Large Larry.
Hey, yeah, boy, exciting times. There's the 7th annual Josephine Crossing Summer Concert Series coming up. I saw it on Facebook, but it's going to be a somewhat of a benefit to the Yellowstone Boys and Girls Ranch. Talk about that a little bit.
Yes, we are a beneficiary of the Josephine Crossing Summer Concert on July 12th. The opener is at 5 p.m., and the Montana Native Hit Band Repeat Offenders will play from 6 to 8:30 p.m. We're really excited to have this band and really excited to have the community involvement and support of Yellowstone's kids. So donations are accepted, and proceeds of the food and beverage sales will be given to YBGR, a percentage of those proceeds. Mm-hmm. So we're very thankful for the community support.
Were you surprised that you became the beneficiary, or how'd that come to be?
I don't have information about how they select the beneficiaries, mm-hmm. but I know that Josephine Crossing is adamant about being involved in the community and selecting organizations that would be great recipients. And definitely working with kids who have severe emotional disturbances is a worthwhile cause for this event.
For those who might not know, talk a little bit about Yellowstone Boys and Girls Ranch and its mission and what it actually does out there.
Yellowstone Boys and Girls Ranch has 5 locations throughout Montana. We have 2 locations in Billings, and then we're also located in Lewistown, Livingston, and Dillon. We help youth with emotional disturbances. We help them with counseling services, and we also work with their families. So we're really making an impact on various youth throughout the state, helping about 650 youth throughout the state each day. So we're very proud of the work that we do here at Yellowstone Boys and Girls Ranch.
And you've seen a lot of youth go through there with great results, I assume, is for Yellowstone Boys and Girls Ranch then.
Yes, we are proud of the independence and the success stories that we have from our youth who've gone through our programs. And we like to hear those success stories and reach out to the youth who've been through our programs. And so many times we hear, Yellowstone saved my life, Yellowstone changed me. And we love to hear stories like that because we know that the hard work that our folks are doing on the ground with those youth is really making a difference in their lives.
For the community, is there any access to, if somebody wanted to volunteer at Yellowstone Boys and Girls Ranch, how do people can go ahead and do that?
Yes, you can contact me if you'd like to get involved. We have so many volunteer opportunities for those who'd like to really either work with the kids directly or work in some capacity where they're able to impact lives, such as we have a clothing room where we're sorting donations. We have various landscaping projects and cleaning projects, and we'll find a need that fits what your interest would be. You can just contact me directly at 406-655-2124, and my name is Gillette Vira. You can also email me at gvaira@ybgr.org, and I'll make sure that we find the right opportunity for you.
As for the big event coming up again, give us the bullet points, the date, the times, and all that stuff real quick.
Sure. So you can catch it on Tuesday, July 12th from 5 to 8:30 p.m. It's at the Josephine Crossing Subdivision in Billings. And we'd love to see you there. We have a coloring activity. We have snacks for sale. Lots of food trucks and beverages will be available for sale. And again, a portion of those proceeds will be given to YBGR. And it's just going to be a really fun, family-friendly event. You can bring your blanket, bring your kids, and listen to some tunes.
Repeat Offenders, always popular as well. The event hosted by McCall Holmes at the Josephine Crossing Subdivision. JosephineCrossing.com for more details on the event. A beneficiary for the Yellowstone Boys and Girls Ranch. Cool. Gillette Vira, thanks for your time. Director of Public Relations.
Thank you, Larry.